There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com. Live Weekend.
Well, let's start with Thursday, what you can get up to tonight. And if you're headed, let's start with a gallery show, shall we?
Yep.
It's the Fine Arts Gallery West Contemporary. They've brought over the British artist Kahn Griffiths to the Capital Club, that's in DIFC, for an exhibition with the theme Flight.
Yeah.
But the work is curated to showcase Dubai and will reference the culture, the geography, the history, design, architecture, everything that represents Dubai. But the most interesting part about this, Mark, Kahn uses tea to paint.
Tea?
Tea. So, you know, we had to just ask him if there is a brand of choice or a certain tea that he prefers.
What I do is if I'm traveling anywhere, I always make sure I go to markets or I go to places and try and find unusual teas. Some of the really delicate teas are quite interesting to paint with, and although they have some that have hardly any color at all, are really nice. They have like little honey colors, so things like elderflowers. And I try to use ones that have got sort of natural plant elements to them and not sort of like manufactured teas. But yeah, it's hard to pick a best one, but a chai is very good. Some of the sweet teas are very good as well because they give a really nice warm colour, and they also give a really nice finish to the surface of the watercolour.
I wonder if he drinks it after. So that's the Capital Club in DIFC from today. If you're not a member, you'll need an appointment, though. All the details are going to be up there on the tickets blog. Now, next up, why not dress up for a good cause?
Yes, the Larchfield Ball, along with Golf for Good, is being held to raise funds for the Larchfield Children's Home in Tanzania. It's taking place on the lawns of the British Embassy in Dubai, and the evening comprises of a three-course dinner, live entertainment, an auction, a raffle, all to raise money for the project.
It's Jim Berry's initiative, but it's black tie, and is it compulsory?
Well, it is a ball, and so black tie is the expected dress, but I have heard some people say, well, I haven't got black tie, I've got a suit and tie, would that be okay? Yes, of course, that would be fine. It's more fun to have black tie and make a big occasion of it. But the most important thing is to get as many people there as possible. And the funds raised are to go towards the construction and operation of the orphanage in Tanzania, which Larchfield is.
So you can find that tonight over at the British Embassy. Now, we had Tom McRae on the Tracks of My Travels earlier on.
We did, and he is in Dubai today for an intimate gig. Only 100 seats or so. It's all free. It's first-come, first-served basis. It's happening at the Audio Store, and that's just past Business Bay Metro Station. That starts at 7 p.m.
Let's have a listen to what he sounds like, shall we?
Darling, I'm lost, adrift in the dark, clutching your words to my vampire heart once more. So let in the light, turn me to dust, if it don't end in bloodshed, yeah, it's probably not.
So that's Tom McRae then, My Vampire Heart, the title of that song. He's got a nice little groove going there, hasn't he?
Yeah, and if you're a Buffy the Vampire Slayer fan, you'll obviously recognise that one. It's his song that was played in that. And we also did a great Tracks of My Travel with him a bit early on. If you missed it, you can get onto DubaiEye1038.com and you can hear the three songs that he picked and two more that we've added in this extended version.
Sounds good to me. Now, moving on to Friday this weekend, and there's more live music in the city with the incredible Jennifer Lopez.
And you went down to see her yesterday, didn't you?
It was incredible, yeah. I got an invitation to go along and see her at the Airshow Gala Dinner at the Atlantis. And let me tell you, she's absolutely stunning. Wonderful dance routines with a, you know, full troupe of dancers. Incredible band, so tight. And all young guys, they absolutely blew me away, her band. And, you know, Jennifer Lopez being Jennifer Lopez, just absolutely amazing. Let's just see how good she is. Waiting for tonight.
Let's get.
Jennifer Lopez in town. She's going to be performing tonight at the Autism Rocks Arena. I'll tell you, it's a show that you just don't want to miss. Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, I've looked up online. Tickets are still available. $345 is the cheapest one. So if you do want to head down there, you should do it. Because from what we gather, Mark, she is absolutely amazing. Did you ask her for a selfie, by the way?
Well, kind of. But I don't think she could hear me with all the thousands of people that were there. But in my dreams, I did for sure.
Live Weekend.
Now, we were talking just before the news there about one star in Jennifer Lopez, of course, who's appearing at the Autism Rocks Arena tonight. But there's a few more stars around.
Yes, so from one star to another, but this time we're heading to the desert. There's a massive meteor shower this weekend. A proper one, you know, not the one we all spotted a bit earlier this month. Yeah. And we thought it was a meteor shower. But it's the annual Leonid meteor shower, believed to be originated from the Leo constellation. And imagine this, okay? The meteor is falling at a rate of up to 50,000 per hour, and this year's display will take place all over the weekend, but it's expected an hourly peak of 10 to 20 meteors the evening of Friday the 17th of November.
And that's the Dubai Astronomy Group. They're going to be holding a special public event there from Friday as well, early through until Saturday morning. You can register for 100 dirhams, and if you register tomorrow, it'll cost you 200 dirhams.
Yeah, and now heading on to what Emma was talking about, and that is Dubai Design Week. It's been going on, you know, it's spread. It's not just in D3, which is the headquarters, but it's spread all across Dubai. And one such thing is DRAC, or Design Russell Core, and they're presenting four main design projects by upcoming and emerging local and regional-based designers. And I spoke to Omar Nakash. He's one of the four designers whose project is being showcased.
DRAC is a collective design initiative that started 2 years ago, in 2015, by three locally-based designers, Khalid Jaafar, Khulood Fani, and Nadine Kanso. Khalid is a product designer, Khulood is a fashion designer, and Nadine Kanso is a jewelry designer. And the idea behind it is that it's for the people, by the people, and it's the idea to turn the Ras Al Khor, which is one of the oldest industrial areas in Dubai, into a design destination.
So what is the project about then, Omar?
So this year the theme is called Industry to Luxury, and I find it personally very interesting because it kind of makes you pause and stop and redefine what luxury means to you in today's day and age. I think we can all agree that it has evolved, the meaning of luxury. And so it's to come up with a concept revolving around what luxury means to you and translating that using industrial materials.
Like an interesting one there then. That's once again happening for Dubai Design Week.
Yes, and so that's your Friday sorted. Now let's head into Saturday. Now it's the closing weekend of the Dubai Fitness Challenge, and this time it's happening at Festival City. And it's two action-packed days of free fitness activities, classes, competitions, and on both days they'll finish off with some fireworks display.
Sounds good to me. You can also meet and get inspired by the World Heavyweight Boxing Champion, Anthony Joshua. Now Robbie Greenfield from Sports Tonight got to actually sit down and have a chat with Anthony Joshua. The boxer says that he can join the list of all-time greats if he becomes the undisputed heavyweight champ, and he's relishing the challenge.
I don't like to talk about it. I'm this, I'm that, I'm that, when I haven't got it. So once I do have it and I'm on the journey, the fight is a week away, I say I'm on the verge of becoming, or I'm on the verge of mentioning my name alongside the greats like Muhammad Ali and Mike Tyson. At the minute, I'm a prospect. And I know where the future holds, but I'll just keep a lid on it for now because we've still got so far to go.
And you can hear the full podcast of that chat. It's up on Dubai Eye's website right now. That's DubaiEye1038.com.
Now, we on the ticket love freebies, don't we, Mark?
Yeah, I guess we do.
Well, here's one for you. You can head down to Al Sakal Avenue to the Jam Jar for a free documentary screening. And I spoke to Vikas Punjabi about what we can expect.
The films are basically all source internationally because you don't have local content. If you do have, you'd really look forward to receiving local content. We do play a lot of fillers sometimes, which are locally produced. But we have a screening on the 18th of November at the Jamja at 7 p.m. called Eating You Alive. It's focused on health, basically, so on food. Yeah, that's something definitely worth watching. It's quite impactful, I must say.
That's the Jam Jar, then. Now, it's great weather to be outdoors, so why not head to the annual Expat Woman Festive Family Fair? I spoke to Rebecca Roberts to find out a little bit more about it.
Okay, so it's a day filled and jam-packed with free kids' activities. There's food and refreshments throughout the event itself. On-stage entertainment, There'll be Santa joining us at his grotto and his elves, with his parade happening on later on. We'll have the polo match returning again this year. And for the kids, there'll be an ice rink, the Christmas train, a bouncy castle, a gingerbread house, and all of those are for free as well. So it's just a fun-filled family festive day out, and we can't wait for it to happen because it means we can actually start celebrating Christmas.
You mentioned polo there, which I'm sure is quite a spectacle, and I presume the venue is the Polo Club?
Yes, it's at the Dubai Polo and Equestrian Club on Saturday from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m.
And what about tickets? Where can we get those from, Rebecca?
It's free entry. Absolutely everyone's invited to come, and it's absolutely free to get in. So there's no excuse not to come.
Okay, and what kind of numbers are you expecting? I mean, judging from previous years.
Well, we've seen growth every year. Last year we welcomed over 11,000 people. We're hoping to match that, if not beat it, this year.
And what are the timings for the event, Rebecca?
10 a.m. until 5 p.m.
So that is the Expat Woman Festive Family Fair.
And finally, if you are looking into cars and, you know, it's that's your sort of thing, you can head to the Dubai International Motor Show. It's happening at the World Trade Center. It started on the 14th and it's going up all the way until the 18th. And Mark, you spoke to Riju George?
Yeah, he's the director of the International Motor Show, and he told us what we can expect.
The show started yesterday, so actually it's from yesterday till Saturday. It starts from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. during the weekends. We are expecting a lot more visitors during the weekend because we have amazing lineup of cars. We have global launches, regional launches, a lot of fun and activities for whole family, kids. So it is going to be a really fun event.
So it's a good family day out by the sounds of it. A lot of things to see and do.
Yes, absolutely. This is first time ever we have a real pro drift experience at the show, wherein the visitors are able to get into one of these drifting cars and feel the adrenaline pump, you know. We have RC drift experience for the lovers of remote control drifting. We have award-winning team coming all the way from Saudi Arabia to showcase their expertise. We have Legoland driving school for kids. This is the first time ever Legoland is moving out of Legoland, and they chose Dubai International Motor Show to show one of the activations for the kids. We have classic car auctions, we have race simulators, we have music and entertainment, ignition live talks where we discuss about crazy and fun automobile releases and upcoming models in the future. So it's a full, fun, packed event for the next 2, 3, 4 days.
Now, Riju, if there was one car that you could drive away with at the end of the show, which one would it be and why?
There's so many, but if I really have to put all my dollars in, I will put it into Icona, which is another global launch, which is called Volcano Titanium. It's a complete titanium car, and it's one-of-a-kind masterpiece. Everyone would fall in love with that car. The Dubai International Motor Show takes place at Dubai World Trade Center. The tickets you can buy online through our official partner Platinum List, or you can come on site and buy it here. The normal general entry is 65 dirhams, and we have group bookings, and if anyone is having any special privilege cards, they also get some discounted rates.
Sounds good. That's the Dubai International Motor Show.
And that is your live weekend.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.